Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, Song, Scripture, and My Thoughts. Today is November 8th, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Sometimes by Step by Rich Mullins. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, the book of Joshua, chapter 22, verse 5, Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 23, Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, Luke chapter 6 verse 46, Luke chapter 11 verse 28, John chapter 14 verse 23, John chapter 15 verse 10, John chapter 15 verse 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, and we will end with 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Now I know that sounds like a lot of scripture, but they are mainly just one verse out of those books. But in Exodus we will touch on the Ten Commandments. Today's message is titled Obedient and Faithful Steps. I've been really thinking about my obedience and my faithfulness to the Lord, really just reflecting on how well I do in each day. I've had things come up this week where I've had to really press into God and ask Him to help me to rely on Him and His will for my life. Not my will, but His will be done. It's hard to do because, of course, in the day-to-day, we start, anything can bring worry into our lives or just feeling anxious, you know, about what's going on in our lives. It could be a diagnosis or just about anything. But so I've been asking the Lord as often as I can remember during the day to help me to stay in His will. And that has been really helping me. I had an appointment yesterday and I was like, okay, Lord, your will be done, not mine. Help me to just rest in your will. And of course, I've had this conversation with God before because we can find rest if we just let go of what we're trying to fix in our lives, what we want for our lives, and just put it at His feet and leave it there. And then that causes us to breathe a sigh of relief and just rest in knowing that whatever happens is how God wants it. Really helped me yesterday. It really did. And of course, sitting there saying, God, this is up to you what this doctor says. And it just so happened that everything that I was hoping for came to pass, and it was God's will. I've had other appointments where I've wanted something to be said and it didn't go so well. So I have to just trust in His will. So I hope that I can convince someone out there to try this, and just every single day, it's a daily thing to just walk in the will of God and trust in the will of God. With every obedient step that we take. Now, obedience is following the Lord's command and His commandments. That is obedience. If we stray off and we're doing our own thing and not respecting what God has commanded us, we can't and shouldn't expect Him to work in our daily lives, because it is a relationship. And I believe that every obedient step that we take with God, with Him, beside Him, then our steps become faithful. Our faith increases in the God that we love. With each obedient step, our faith increases. Because why? We're trusting in God, our Creator, our Maker. I can't remember where I was reading this just a couple of days ago about how God, if we really think about it, who else forms our bones when we are in the womb? Who else forms us in there? It's not our womb that forms us. How could that be? We would be trusting in our own bodies to create a human being. It is God that continues His creation when we procreate, when we carry a baby in our womb. It is God that puts us together. It is God who breathes life into us. It is God. And if we stop to think about that, we can really just either obey Him or disobey Him. Just as we choose to either obey our parents or disobey our parents. So, I'm asking everyone that's listening to pray every day for His will to be done, to walk in obedience, and therefore our faith increases. And faith is a gift from God. It really is, because the Bible says so. There's scripture, and I don't think I'm going to read that one today, where it, if we become faithless, He remains faithful. If we are walking in obedience and we become faithless, He remains faithful. So if anyone out there is needing an encouraging word, just to walk in obedience so our faith increases, we have to decrease in order for Him to increase, and that is our ultimate goal. Because guys, we are living in a time where there's no better time to get to know your Creator. He did create us. I did a message on the creation. He created the heavens and the earth, and He did not have to tell us the information before He was the Creator of heaven, the heavens and the earth. We don't know the backstory to a lot of what He did. We don't know the backstory. And we need to be content with not knowing everything about God. We just need to remember that He did create us and that He did give us some rules to obey. And we simply are happier when we remain in faith. Because the devil is always going to try to damage our faith. And damage, by doing that, he whispers in ears to not obey God. Just like he did with Eve in the Garden of Eden. He's wicked. And he really comes after the ones that are trying to follow God. In the book of Numbers, did a podcast on Numbers. When God moved, the Israelites moved. When God stopped, the Israelites stopped. He was teaching us through the book of Numbers to move when God moves and to stop when God stops. It's a refreshing word to me. Very refreshing. when God spells it out in the Holy Word of how we should act, what our conduct should be, how we should be in our day-to-day. Do we want God to bless us or not? Do we want God to give us the desires of our heart or do we not? We must follow Him and we must put away all the other idols in our lives and stop listening to the people and obey God and God alone. And once we start winking at sin, giving people a pass, saying, well, that person can live their own lives. I'm going to agree with the people that everybody should just live the way they want to live. And wink at sin. That's what people are doing. They're winking at sin. We must not do that. We must remain obedient to God and follow His commandments. So let's go over to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and I'm just going to read the commandments. Beginning at 3, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Pause. Now there are 10 commandments. They're not difficult, people. They're not difficult. So let's follow the commandments of God, walk in obedience in every single step. I've said another podcast, take every thought captive and run it through God. Should I do that? Should I not do that? And then as we're walking in obedience day by day, our faith increases because we get rewarded by God with more faith. And our faith becomes stronger. I know that to be true because that has happened in my life. I'm constantly racking my brain, what did I do on that day to deserve that heavenly blessing? Because I like to duplicate it and keep getting heavenly blessings. And we know that they're heavenly blessings when it could have come from nowhere else, the blessing. Hearing God's voice is a blessing. When you hear it and you know it's Him, I haven't heard it clearly very much, but clearly I have, at least 4 times. And it's such a gift to hear the voice of God. It's such a blessing to hear Him. Let's jump over to Joshua chapter 22. Verse 5 says this: "Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. to love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways and keep his commandments and hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Pause. Underline the word all there. Love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways and keep his commandments and hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. If we can do that every single day, and of course, we are going to have times where we can't entirely be obedient. We are going to have times. But that's because we live in a fallen world and there are many temptations around people, lots and lots. But if we go back to the primary Ten Commandments, we should be able to follow those without falling, without those commandments, we shouldn't wink at ever. We should follow them thoroughly, and they're not difficult. They're not. In my opinion, they're not. But understand this, that the person you once were, the person that I once was, did not follow those commandments, and I was very disobedient. But when we become born again, Jesus Christ's blood flows through our veins, and we are new creations. And the gift that we get when we follow in obedience is the gift of the Holy Spirit. He sends his Spirit to indwell in us, those that have accepted his Son, with all their ways. And we keep his commands and hold fast to him and serve him with all of our hearts and with all of our soul. We can't just give him a corner. It has to be all of us. Let's jump over to Jeremiah. Sorry, I thought I had. I do this quite a bit. I think I have a marker and I don't. Okay, we're at Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. I'm going to pause here. A lot of the times it holds me back when I have to go back and edit and delete a section, like a long pause. And I apologize when I take long pauses. But I'm doing the best that I can. I really am. So if you can bear with me on those long pauses or me fumbling my words or saying the wrong biblical name, things like that, understand, please, that I'm doing these when I'm not fully rested, and I've had a lot of days like that lately where I am just not fully resting, almost lethargic. But, okay, let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23 says this. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I command you, that it may be well with you. Pause. That's so comforting to me, because he spells it out again. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. And you will be my people. It's an individual choice. I choose to obey God and to follow him. Therefore, he is my God and I am his person. And that really warms my heart because he is real, people. He is real. In verse 24, I'm just going to touch a little bit on that. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in their own counsels in the stubbornness of their evil heart. and went backward, not forward. That's really sad because there are a lot of people that are walking backward and not forward. They're not inclining their ear to hear what God is obeying, but they're inclining their ear to hear what the people are saying. If that's you out there, stop doing that. Listen to God's voice only. Let's go over to the book of Matthew. Chapter 7, verse 21 says this. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Pause. It doesn't say maybe we'll enter. It says we will enter. Jesus tells us here that whoever does the will of his Father, and the will of his Father is to obey his voice, to obey the commandments, to walk in obedience. That's the will of the Father. And he also says, not everyone will enter into his kingdom. Heed his word. It's him saying this. Not everyone will enter. Now let's go over to Luke chapter 6, verse 46 says this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I'm going to read 47 as well. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. Pause. Well, I need to go to 48. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed. And the ruin of that house was great. Pause. So, the more you walk in obedience and your faith increases, the more you're being built on a firm foundation, and nothing that the evil one throws at you will shake you from your faith because you are on solid ground. But if you incline your ear to hear the people and wink at sin and not follow God's commandments, not follow God's lead, when the evil of this world hits you, you're going to fall, you're going to fold. Because you are not built on firm foundation, because you haven't been obedient and followed the Lord and have increased in your faith. So make a decision today to follow the Lord. Now let's go over to Luke 11, verse 28 says this. But he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Pause. We observe all kinds of holidays. We take a day for this and a day for that, and it's a holiday, and we observe it. Veterans Day, we observe veterans. Things like that. We need to observe the Lord and obey the Lord every single day. Every single day in all that we do. We'll quickly go over to John 14:23. Says this. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. I'm going to read verse 24 as well. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Pause. Now look. If this is Jesus' words, because the letters are in red, the words are in red. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will, he says, we will come to him and abide in him. The we is all three, because it's one God, comes into our hearts and abides with us. Who are we without our spirit? If we don't have our spirit, we've died. But God never dies. His spirit lives in us. If we, again, listen to his voice, we need to keep his word, and only then will he come in and dwell our hearts. And again, like I said earlier, we have to confess out loud that he is the Lord of our lives, that he is the Son of God. We have to speak it into existence. So God can hear you. And usually we have to do this in front of somebody, in front of a witness. The Holy Spirit is a witness. If you've said it in your house, the Holy Spirit is a witness. But when you come around other people and say this out loud, you are being bold in your faith and declaring who God is. The Holy Spirit starts helping us then get to know who the God of ages is, and we want to be in the Word of God more often. Let's go to chapter 15, verse 10. It says this: if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Pause. Big word, underlining, if you keep my commandments. This is why I'm trying to get this word out. We need to be obedient to our Maker, our God, and keep our steps faithful to him. Verse 14 in chapter 15 says this: no longer chapter 15, verse 14 says this: you are my friends if you do what I command you. You are my friends. This makes me think back to Judas Iscariot when he deceived Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He called him friend, and he called him friend. It was Judas that kissed him on the cheek. So Judas Iscariot listened to what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to betray the Son of God. In my opinion, he heard this was of God's will, because Jesus needed to go to the cross to save us from our sins. That's the sole purpose as to why he came down, because nobody could get it right. Let's go now to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says this: so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Pause. Our faith. I'm going to do a podcast on wisdom. I just read the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and my goodness, it's so powerful, especially Proverbs, where it just gives you all this advice in the wisdom. We cannot follow the wisdom of men. We have to follow in the wisdom of God. Men, humans, the ones that don't believe in the Son of God will always lead you astray. They're after their own father's heart, the devil. Anybody that does not believe in the Son is an antichrist. We have to trust in the power of God with every step that we make, with every step of obedience. Our foundation will be that much more rooted. Let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 6, which says this. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Pause. Let me read it again. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Pause. If you don't have faith in God, it's because you haven't been obedient to God. And if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please God. Because everyone that comes to God must believe that he is. And Jesus Christ, who is God, he was and is to come. He is God. And that he will reward us who seek him. Remember I said that I wish I could recall what I did to receive a reward from him. But I was seeking him. And also, what he had me recall is when I had, it was called frozen shoulder. I really grew in my faith through that. And I trusted him, and I was in constant worship, was constantly in the Bible. I was constantly with him, abiding in him, and he was abiding in me. And he rewarded me after that trial, and I got to hear the voice of God. That was my reward. And I long to hear him again. And it's enough of a gift that we hear him once, twice, three times, or four times, that we can then witness to others that we have indeed had that reward and have heard the voice of God. It's a reward that everybody should be seeking. Now, I don't need to hear it anymore. I'd love to hear it, but he's already given me that gift of hearing his voice. I've already been rewarded with that. Our last scripture is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says this, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Pause. I'm going to read it again. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Pause. If we have been born of God, we're born sinners, but it's his work that's created us in the womb. It's not our womb. The baby just doesn't form itself out of nothing. It's God who continues to create in our womb. But we are born sinners because of the fall of man. But when we become born of God, when we decide, it's a decision to follow him and to make him the Lord of our lives and to believe that he is the Son of God who came down from heaven. He came down to be born. We're coming into the Christmas season. where we mark one day out of the year when God came down and was born. He was born of the flesh to teach us his ways. We cannot take that for granted. And that's why we have to believe in the Son, because it was a sacrificial death. It was a sacrifice to come down to be born, to die on that cross, to be crucified. When we start dwelling in, oh, this has gone wrong, this has gone wrong, this has gone wrong, what Jesus Christ did on that cross, all that pain and suffering for us, so he could teach us about himself, so we could follow him, to incline our ears to him. Our faith will indeed grow. And our faith, by having our faith in him, we become victorious and we overcome the world. We stop listening to the world and what the world says is right. What the world says is immoral. The world takes immorality and makes it moral. As if they ever could. But yet they fool so many people into going down that rabbit hole. Start listening to God and God alone. Listen, in the Bible, it speaks about, it's in the book of Exodus, actually, where Israel walks in the desert for 40 years. They were not allowed as a nation. It says as a nation. That nation was not allowed into the promised land because they were sinful people, prideful people. They made idols. They constantly wanted to walk back. It was that scripture that I read where people are walking backwards now. Those Israelites did not make it into the promised land, but their children did. Because they were constantly sinning and they were disobedient. They did not follow God and God's ways. They wanted to go back to Egypt, where it was a land of false gods. We must not ever want to go back to Egypt. Once we make that decision, we will enter the promised land. The promised land is the new heavens and the new earth. I've given you my thoughts for the day. I wanted to add again that if I fumbled my words today or taken long pauses, I'm really extremely tired. I hate to share that with people, but I want you to know where my heart, where my heart is to speak to you, but my brain is foggy. But if I wait and wait and wait for my brain to not be foggy, I'll never come on. I hope you go back and read all those verses. Let's walk in obedience. Let's be obedient and faithful in our steps. I'm going to change the title to that. Let's be obedient and faithful in our steps. It's a daily thing. Walk in the will of God. It certainly has helped me to just rest in knowing that whatever happens to me, that's the will of God for my life. I mean, if he takes me for whatever reason, that's the will of God for my life. There are lives that are cut short. But that's the will of God for our lives. He gives us life, and He takes it away. The only place that we can live forever is in heaven, or when He comes back and makes the new earth. That's the only time that we can live forever. So if you're out there suffering, same as me, I am not privileged to not have any suffering. Let's be in the will of God. Let's be obedient and faithful to our God in our steps. All the glory to God. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time.
Bye.